Craig, we are standing on the flag court, and it looks a little different this year. Can you explain why it looks different?
Yeah, last year was the major change, which, of course, was the railing being lowered where fans are able to see the field better. But a little more subtle change is that there's now a 15th flagpole that's been added. So a lot of our fans know that the flags on the flag court represent each American League team, and there's rows of 5, 5, and 4 for the East, Central, and Western divisions. And the flags for each team fly in the order of the standings for that day. This year, with the Houston Astros moving to the American League, we needed to add a 15th flagpole and a 5th flagpole to the last row. And to make sure they were all lined up properly, we actually had to move several flagpoles. So there's been some a bit of construction work to make that happen. Only the real expert fan, I think, is going to be able to see. And there's been some pavers, the new pavers that have been put on that some fans might recognize. But it's one of the more subtle changes to the park this year.
Well, now even the non-expert fan will know about it. How much of an endeavor was this to move these flagpoles? They are massive to look at.
It was pretty involved. You know, it doesn't seem like a major change, but it certainly involved, as fans will see, several pavers being added. There was a lot of construction work done. It probably took a good week or so to complete. But there's lots of changes around the ballpark like that throughout the year. It's something that we're used to.
So, Greg, how much did the Houston Astros cost the Baltimore Orioles?
Yeah, that's something that the fans don't even have to worry about, because the good news this year is when you come to a game, it doesn't cost you any more money than it cost last year. So the ticket prices, concessions prices, everything's the same. This is just a built-in cost that we have for keeping the facility maintained.
I see there's an extra area here to the right of the flagpoles as we're looking at the field from the flag court. What goes on in that area where there are no flagpoles and right now there's nothing sitting there?
Yeah, it's a great area for fans to stand either before or during the game. There's also sometimes a concessions portable set up depending on the size of the crowd. So on opening day, we'll more than likely have additional concession stands available to accommodate the sold-out crowd.
And just so the fans are clear, this is a great place for batting practice. What's your best vantage point once you're up here?
It is. You know, it's certainly an area where if you're not going to be paying attention to what's going on during batting practice, you probably don't want to be hanging out here. Certainly be alert. Lots of balls come out here onto the flag court. Usually there's a bit of a warning because there's a scramble of fans to try to catch the ball. But you certainly want to be aware that that there are balls that are coming out towards Utah Street.
And during the game, do people need a ticket to be in this area?
You do not. So this is one of several locations within the ballpark where it's essentially standing room only. So some fans on a sold-out game like opening day have only a standing room only ticket. This is one of those locations where they can stand and watch the game. But if you do have a seat in the ballpark and you want to get up and move around or catch a couple innings from the flag court, you're more than welcome to come in there. And the roof deck in center field is another location that's open to all fans. That's a little smaller area, so we have to control the traffic through there a little bit more, but you do not need a ticket for that special area.
Craig, how does the standing room ticket affect the capacity at a game and the, as they call it, paid attendance?
We have just under 46,000 seats in the ballpark. A few years back, we had over 48,000, but some construction work we've done recently to make the seats larger actually reduced the capacity of the park. So we can probably get another 2,000 fans for standing room only for a very heavily demand game. So we may see a capacity that exceeds the number of seats in the ballpark, an announced attendance. That is possible because of the standing room only.
All right, flying high with the flags with Greg Bader. John Patty, now back to you.